2020 has been a challenging year, to say the least, right? What's going on? I'm Gigi Diaz. And on this episode of Chats with Gigi, we're going to talk about a topic that is on pretty much every parent's mind right now, and that is back to school. Are we going to want the kids to be back in the classroom or to stay with long distance learning? It's a big debate for parents everywhere. To help us make that decision, to help us through that process, today's guest is best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and psychotherapist, Jodi Amon. And she's here with a few tips for parents and for children to be prepared for back to school. We're going to talk about feeling comfortable with the decision as a parent and getting your kid comfortable with the decision too. What it takes for kids to get used to wearing the mask and how to role play and make it fun to teach them how to have limits, space, and social distancing. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about bullying and how to prevent that during this difficult time. Plus, we're going to practice no face touching. Tips on how to do that too. Before we get into today's show, though, I want to thank you. I want to thank those of you that have taken the time to subscribe to the podcast and to leave your reviews. I cannot begin to tell you how much it means to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't done it yet, no biggie. You still have time to get on your favorite podcasting platform and leave your review for Chats with Gigi. Now, you know that this podcast is here just for you. We're here to serve you. So let me know what you want to hear about next. Let me know what you think about the tips on today's show. The easiest way to do that is to follow me on Instagram at Gigi Diaz Live, because Chats with Gigi is a conversation with you. All right, let's get started with today's show. Please welcome our guest of honor, psychotherapist Jodi Amon. This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning, covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go. All right. So I am so excited, Jodi, that you are here on the show with us today, because this is a difficult topic. Parents are going back and forth about the kids being in school. A lot of different counties are worried about, or school districts worried about, whether or not to open the schools. So I'm so glad that you're taking the time to go over this topic. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I agree about this topic, and what's going on in our world right now is like, it's guesswork for everybody.
And so in the process of talking to your children about going back to school, I feel like it's a dual worry. I feel like as a parent, you're worried about your child's safety, and then you're also worried about, you know, the value of your child's education. I mean, this is a moment in time, a very difficult moment in time, but it's a moment nonetheless. And the way in which it affects your children being out of school for an indefinite amount of time, as to what it feels like, it's going to affect them down the line, you know, once this passes, and then they go back to the classroom and their attention span and all that stuff. So what is the very, very first thing that we need to think about as parents when it comes to making this decision about whether to send the kids back to school for those school districts that are opening, or keeping them in school? What would help us go through that process?
This is really hard. So there's such different opinions. And I think I can't speak to the physical risks, and there's a lot of different opinions out there, but I want to speak to mental resilience, because I think that is the most important thing right now. If we could get our kids to build their emotion, the robustness and their mental resilience, I think that'll help them their whole life. And it'll be really more important than really a lot of the content that we have in school. So we're so worried if they're out of school for a long period of time, how is their education going to go backwards? And I'm not sure. I mean, I think that we're going to have to really restructure education from top to bottom. But what parents really have, and that's not the parents' job necessarily. There's going to be other people trying to figure that out. But for parents, it's about how do we keep our kids mentally resilient during this time?
And what are some tips to doing that?
I think we want to, there's a difference between having anxiety. So that's a feeling of powerlessness, feeling like you're out of control, and that you are as a stuckness or a trappedness and feeling that. So we don't want to increase our kids' anxiety right now. And so a lot of parents are trying to like keep their kids from knowing the big picture of what's going on. But what we really want our kids to be is empowered problem solvers. So we want them to understand about what the risks are. So they have the fear to bring awareness, not the anxiety. There's a difference between fear that I'm talking about and anxiety. I'm talking about having awareness about the situation so they're going to make empowered choices to do things. And that will help them feel, yeah, empowered instead of disempowered, which increases their anxiety. And when anxiety goes up, then there's all sorts of problems that are happening.
And the same can be said about parents, too, while they're deciding whether to send the kids back to the classroom or keep them in distance learning. It feels to parents as well that they are disempowered right now because a lot of things are out of their control. But for parents, that's not the case either, right?
Right. So it seems like we tend to look at what's out of our control instead of looking at all the many, 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 many things that are in our control. And so we have choices right now. Well, sometimes we don't know them yet. The school districts, a lot of school districts haven't decided, so we don't have all the choices. But we're so focused on the limits of our choices. And so we really need to focus on what's our empowered way to go forward. You know, we say we don't have a choice, but it's because one of the choices is unwanted. And right now, all of the choices are unwanted. So we tend to really focus on feeling trapped and not having a choice at all. But actually, we do have choices in here. And if we focus on that, then we can model that for our kids. That we are empowered problem solvers. You know, humans are highly adaptable. We just don't think that we are.
That is so powerful what you just said right now. We are highly adaptable. We just don't think we are. And we're limited by what we think we can and cannot do. What we already believe, our current limiting beliefs will decide what we do and don't do, what decisions we do and don't make. So I think it's really powerful what you just said. Now, when
Thank
it comes
so
to
much.
The masks, we got to get these kids to be comfortable with the masks and the hand washing and things that, you know, especially younger kids don't necessarily even think about. I mean, listen, I love children. I've worked with children for over, 16 years, in addition to my radio career. But let's be honest, children are tiny little petri dishes of bacteria and grossness because they just don't know any better. So how do we get our kids?
They touch their face all the time.
All the time. And then they touch the floor
all
and
the
then
time.
They pick up something from the floor and put it in their mouth. I mean, this is just what they do, right? So how do we have that conversation with our children and how do we get them used to being comfortable with the masks and, you know, washing their hands? And I mean, it sounds so redundant, like, oh, tell your kid to wash their hands. But now more than ever, it is important that we bring these things to their attention. What are some suggestions you can give us with that?
Exactly. I think you have to practice that at home. You know, my daughter came home last night. She's 16 and she went to an outside little, you know, picnic thing. And she came home and I'm, you know, after 5 minutes, I was like, did you wash your hands? And she didn't yet. It's like, what? Like after 5 months here, like, don't you know yet? But you need to, like with masks, a lot of kids have been home a lot or doing outside stuff and they haven't really had to wear a mask that long. You know, some kids go out for a little while and they have it for that little short period of time if they're in and out of a store. So really at home now, we're going to have our kids wearing a mask for longer and longer so they get used to it. Kids will adapt. You know, we are so afraid that our kids are not going to adapt to this stuff. And then, but then we don't try. And kids are highly adaptable. So if you have them wear it longer and longer at home, it won't be such a shock when if they go back to school, it won't be such a shock to wear it for like 3 hours at a time.
Okay.
You can't go from not wearing it to 3 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour. It just feels overwhelming. And so they want to build up. And so, you know, each day do it a little bit longer as they're prepping to go to school, just to have them have that experience. That's a hard one because you're like, oh, but they're free right now. I don't want them to wear a mask, but they really do have to. We do have to get used to stuff. When stuff is not something we're used to, it is a lot harder for our bodies and our minds to handle. If we're used to it, it's so much easier for our bodies and minds to handle.
Absolutely. Now, I know that role playing is also a really big part of getting the kids used to things like keeping their distance and like, you know, minding who's around them. So can we talk about using role play to set limits?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking that, you know, when kids don't have much kinesthetic awareness, so your kid might have to be setting limits with other people that are not respecting your distance, not respecting your physical space. And so I would role play with your kids how to ask people for that space or how to step aside and do different scenarios. You know, we know what kids do. And so we could do those scenarios and have our kids act out what they would do to request some space. I also worry a little bit about bullying getting a little bit worse, because when people feel out of control, they tend to try to get power over other people. And so you'd want to go through like protocols with your kids, what to do if there's a bully around, how to get away from them, who to tell at school. Those kind of things I think will be increasingly important right now.
And I think these two topics are so important. And I think that you could still make them fun, right? I mean, children learn through fun. I think even people learn through fun. When you can release, you know, dopamine in your mind, it's going to create your neurogenesis and your new synapses, and it's going to help your brain to be like, this is a fun new thing I'm learning. And it's so easy for us parents to be like, all right, this is so stressful. You have to remember, you know, you have to keep your mask on and you can't take it off. And you're overwhelming the kids, when you can just make a game out of it, make it fun, have some reward built into this role playing, whether, you know, you're doing it to have them learn to keep their distance and how to ask people to keep their distance. Making it fun and making it entertaining and making it rewarding, I think, is really important for the children, not just to get it done, but, you know, to lower their stress levels too, because kids pick up on this.
Right, right. I've never been involved in a role play that didn't just end in laughter, because it's kind of silly, you know, pretending to be something else and you kind of overact and it's really fun. And so, yeah, so it immediately takes the tension away. And you make a good point, because when you were saying that about it, we need to release the tension, if we're so serious about stuff, then the kids are going to take that on as tension and anxiety and stress. And so we really have to do our own work. And, you know, we're dealing with this threat as well and all the uncertainty. And so as parents, we really have to kind of drop in and really rethink about ourselves as empowered problem solvers, instead of feeling out of control. Because if we have anxiety, our kids have anxiety. And so that's going to be a really important piece.
And now this, I think, is probably the hardest thing to do with these little ones, the face touching. Please give me tips on how to keep the little ones from touching their face all day long.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of practice at home as well, because this is something we're just not aware of. And when kids have been sheltering at home or something and quarantining, they really haven't had to worry about it. So we should have been really working on it for months and months, right? I have been with myself. I've been really thinking about how much I touch my face, and it is a lot, and I've been decreasing it. So we can learn to stop touching our faces. So I would suggest like doing a board game and setting a timer for 10 minutes and having someone be the judge or the watcher and make sure nobody touches their face for 10 minutes and make it like a reward kind of system. I think you're going to have to do some activity when they're thinking about something else and then having to remember to stop touching their face. And I think that they would gradually learn to avoid touching their face, even when they're distracted with something else. And so it's not going to be perfect, but you could if you could get that down a little bit, you're decreasing the risk.
And I feel like any little win counts these days, even if it's just a little bit. The little wins are everything right now. Yeah,
exactly. We're not going to 100% eliminate, right? We're not going to 100% eliminate the risk. It's about trying to mitigate that risk and lower it as much as we possibly can.
Jodi, thank you so, so much for spending a little bit of time with us today, talking about these tips that I know are going to come in super handy for our listeners. But before we wrap up, I know you have a new book that you are promoting right now for teenagers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's called Anxiety, I'm So Done With You. It's a teen's guide to ditching toxic stress and hardwiring their brain for happiness. And it's a perfect timing, as you know, because anxiety is going through the roof with all ages, and our teenagers are suffering so much right now.
I feel like the topic of anxiety is one that is relevant, not just to the teenagers, but to the parents as well. And this would be such a great opportunity, spending so much time at home, to read the book together with your teenagers. I feel like there's so little we can do with our teens. They all the time, they just want to be away from parents. But this would be a fun opportunity to do something together as a family with all the time indoors, right?
Exactly. I really want it in the curriculum at schools, because if they get it in ninth grade, I think they could save themselves decades of pain.
I agree with you 100%. Jody, thank you once again for spending time with us today on Chats with Gigi, talking about these tips to prepare kids to return back to school in the safest manner that we can. It has been a pleasure to talk to you. Make sure you join the conversation too. If you're listening for the first time, welcome to our podcast. Make sure you subscribe. If you've already subscribed, you already know that we will talk again with an amazing topic next week right here on Chats with Gigi.